The Kentucky Association of Sexual Assault Programs defines sexual violence as any time a person forces, coerces, or manipulates another into unwanted sexual activity. That includes blackmail, threats, and physical restraint. Additionally, sexual assault and rape occur when there is no consent. To give consent is to give permission. Under Kentucky law, a person is unable to give consent if they are less than 16 years old, physically helpless or mentally incapacitated, or severely mentally ill. Josh Akers, victims services educator at Pathways in Moorhead, says anyone can be a victim of sexual violence.
You know, we all have this idea of how they act based upon what we see on maybe some of these crime dramas like CSI or shows like that. But the fact is, not all sexual assault victims are beaten up, crying, hair a mess, makeup everywhere. Most of the time, folks react to it in all sorts of different ways. Some report it right after the event, some wait till weeks after, some never report at all.
Survivors of sexual assault often face a range of symptoms. They may experience emotions like fear, anxiety, guilt, and shame. They're at a greater risk for mental health issues, including depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. Akers says people can respond very differently to sexual assault.
They may be in the emergency room laughing, joking, having a big old time, but that doesn't mean that their story isn't real. Everyone reacts differently to trauma, and these traumatic events can bring out all sorts of different responses in people. It's based upon who you are as a person and how you have learned to deal and cope with these different stresses over the years.
Akers says the best thing a person can do for victims is to believe them.
After you have done that, after you have said, "I believe you," begin to advocate for them. You know, it may be that you know the number for Rape Crisis Center. Give them that number. Have them call someone that can help them. Have them call someone that can connect them with the resources they need to be able to overcome this.
The Rape Crisis Center hotline can be reached at 800-562-8909. According to national surveys, 1 in 6 women has been raped in her lifetime. Akers says that number increases to 1 in 4 for college-aged women.
That's just the numbers that are reported. It's thought that as many as half, or maybe even a little over half, of college-age women especially experience sexual assault, but half of them that experience it don't report.
Akers says the best thing a person who is a recent victim can do is go to their local emergency room, where hospital staff are often trained to notice signs of sexual violence and gather evidence. Once again, victims of sexual assault may reach the Rape Crisis Center at 800-562-8909. For WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.